Right now, I thought we would talk about college women's soccer. Believe it or not, we're just about 2 months away from the start of the season. I know UCLA, North Carolina are preseason favorites, but I like Florida. What's going on here? It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from Sales.
What are you two homos doing? Sapiens, of course. High five, Jaw. Greg, high five, and then go down low. Go Top Gun style. Got it.
Hey, we're on the air.
Yeah, man, what's up? Just wanted to come say so long for a little while to you guys.
Okay, loaded statement. Where are you headed?
Oh, I'm heading to the U.S. Open. That's short for the U.S. Open.
Not really.
Not that short.
Yeah, I'm just heading out there, you know, for the weekend and everything. I'm going to knock off, you know, a little bit early this week. Yep. Head out there, My brah, a good buddy of mine, is out there playing. Brooksy.
Brooksy.
Brooksy. Yeah, you've heard of him. Yeah, it's cool, man. Guess. Yeah, Brooksy's going for double dige and wants me to be there, you know, to teach him short game.
Well, he's got a few more to get the double dige. Double digit majors, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. And
he's got five.
Brooksy and I have been friends since he took my golf camp, you know, so he kind of learned a lot from me. Over the years and everything. So,
your golf camp.
Yeah, you know, I teach a golf camp for exclusives.
Where?
You know, at the golf place and everything. So, but it's real expensive, you know, it's like, $30,000, sometimes $50,000 a head, you know, to teach people. Yeah.
For like a week?
So it's very exclusive. No, it's a day thing, you know, to get a couple hours, personalized instruction and all that.
What a ripoff.
But, so the U.S. Open, I'm going to take the PJ out there and, private jet. Rome's is going with me. Because he's, you know, a big golfer now and all that. He's basically a professional golfer.
Tony Romo?
Yeah, Tony Romo. Okay. And while I'm out there, you know, I'm probably going to hang out with B-Pitt and Benny. He's going to be out there. We always kid Benny because his last name's like the word that duck from the insurance company says all the time. You know, Yeah, but I don't want to get into who Benny is or anything like that. Yeah. But so we're going to be out there. And, you know, plus I'm a member at the L.A. Country Club. I don't know if you guys know this. That's a very exclusive club. I mentioned that or anything.
No?
But, it's a strange deal, man. I made a tee time for tomorrow morning, so you guys may be seeing me on TV.
You can't make a tee time.
You know, as a member, make a tee time.
When they're hosting the U.S. Open, you have to qualify.
So they'll probably mix me in and probably be like, dude, you're playing so well. You're beating most of the guys who are in the tournament right now. We're just going to add you to the tourney.
Yeah, okay. That's what would happen.
Put you in the U.S. Open, and given those conditions, you wouldn't break 130.
Oh, dude, shut your mouth. Shut that cake hole. Because my golf game's a little rusty. You're not too far off. I only shot like 13 under at Dallas National. PXG and I partnered to come out with Golf Club.
Really?
Yeah, signature golf club of mine. Yeah, you know, I play blades. You know, only blades.
No cavity back for you.
You have a signature line of golf clubs.
Yeah, the Crisser, man. It's selling like hotcakes.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be great, man. You got to get some, George.
The Crisser, huh?
Yeah, the Crisser. All right. That's what it's called.
I'll look for them.
The Crisser. Hey, dude, man, you guys are killing it in the ratings, man.
Y'all must have
been taking all my advice on compelling content.
I don't know if you're the reason,
y'all
but thank you.
Y'all learned a lot from me, man.
Well, thanks.
God, I'm so tired this morning.
Oh, God.
Another loaded statement.
Why are you tired?
Just from all the threesomes last night, probably.
All the threesomes.
Yeah, it's me and a couple supermodels from Fortune 500 companies that came over, and we were celebrating me selling big deals for the Hang Zone. Pretty crazy stuff. Did y'all like my Mozzie pick?
Your Mozzie pick.
Yeah, the Cowboys like called me up in a panic. Who are we going to take, man? Who should we take? And everything. I said, hey, you know, there's this kid, you know, who took my football camp. And,
oh, you do?
Well, you have a lot of camps.
Yeah, and so I said, you know, he's really good. Plus, he's a big golf buddy of mine.
Mozzie Smith is a golf buddy?
Yeah, we play golf together all the time.
So you ran the Cowboys draft.
Yeah, basically. Okay, yeah. After like the second or third round, I lost interest, though, and they were on their own. But, you know.
Well, you must be doing something, because apparently you're not doing sales around
here. No, I'm doing great at sales, man. I've always beaten Kev Rach by, like, you know, by four times as much sales as he does.
I don't think
nah,
so.
He's my buddy and everything, you know. But, hey, you guys coming out for my big 30th birthday party at Lake Louisville next weekend?
Number one, I think you're older than 30.
Gonna have like I don't know, like 17 of my boats will be out there.
Wow, you got a lot of boats.
All the honey.
No, we're not gonna make it because I don't think you're having a big party.
Nope.
In fact, I was walking by Dan Bennett's office yesterday, and I overheard Mary Berner, our big exec, on conference call, on the speaker, saying, one person, fire that Chris guy because he hasn't sold a thing in a year and a half.
Oh, God, I've been found out! I see Kev Rach Jesus. It's Jesus, but he's dressed in Kev Rach's button downs.
That was a long fall. Oh, I think he's dead.
Oh, well, that may do it for Chris.
I think we're putting him out of his own misery.
CPR?
So,
no, I don't want you to mess up my shirt. I back you in that.
Oh, man.
See you at the USO.
Okay, see you at the USO. There goes Chris.